From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would talk with both Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the five-year conflict. Meanwhile, in a press conference today, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about the shelling in Syria. He says Turkey's shelling of the country undermined the start of the political process. Meanwhile, fighting in Syria has drastically declined with a cessation of hostilities in place for about 3 weeks. However, Mr. Kerry also warned that a lasting peace is impossible if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad remains in power. The gunman shot dead Tuesday in Brussels following a raid linked to investigations in the Paris attacks was Mohamed Belkaid, a 35-year-old Algerian living illegally in Belgium, according to Belgian federal prosecutors Wednesday. In comments during a press conference, the federal prosecutors also said they were holding two men and were still assessing whether they were connected to the shooting. At least one suicide bomber has detonated at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least 22 people and wounding another 17. Reports say Wednesday's blast happened early in the morning. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast. This is VOA News.